到给有一个主题叫同心同行。
Pastor Darren Lang gave me a topic that is to walk in together with God.
这个主题下面还有个题目。
And underneath of this topic, there were five subtopics.
连庄的本来计划是分五处讲完。
The plan, original plan of Pastor Lang was to for me to finish delivering in five separate times.
就是利用这个刚刚来美国失眠。不是失眠，时差问题，来写这个讲义。
But I took all the opportunity of just coming here because of not insomnia. Oh, I'm sorry, it's a difference of times.
结果写出来，要分成七处才能讲完。
And I have wrote out my outlines, which requires me to.Deliver in seven different times.
那我们已经讲了三次。
I have delivered thrice already.
就是神人同行。
That is walking with God together.
神人同行包括同行的条件。
In order to walk with God, it requires certain criteria.
还有以诺与神同行。
Also, I had talked about Enoch walk with God.
挪亚与神同行。
And also Noah walked with God.
今天我们要来一起学习的是父子同行。
And this, today we'd like to study is father and son walking together.
在奥摩书三章三节说，两个人如果不同学不同心，怎么能同行呢？
In the book of Amos chapter 3 verse 3 we quoted that, how can two walk together unless they are in one mind?
所以同心是同行的必须条件。
So to walk together has one criterion, that is to have one mind.
人要与神同行，也需要与神同心。
In order for man to walk with God, that man requires to be in one mind with God.
那么父子同行也需要父子同心。
It is the same for father and son to walk together.
今天这个社会很复杂。
We are living in a very complex society.
时代一直在进步。
This society is in constant improvement.
所以父亲这一代跟儿女这一代有一个代沟的存在。
Therefore, often we find generation gap from the generation of father to the generation of son.
父母不了解儿女，儿女也不了解父母在想什么。
Parents often cannot find themselves understand their children. Vice versa, their children do not understand what their parents are talking about.
所以父母跟儿女这两代之间有一个很深的。这个隔阂。
Therefore, there is a great separation between the generation of the parents and the generation of the children.
家庭悲剧常常因为这样产生。
Oftentimes, the family tragedies are generated because of this.
所以这就说我们更应当重新去了解怎么样能够父母儿女这两代之间，能够了解对方，同心而同行。
This moment, in this situation, we all the more need to understand how can the parents and the children able to have one mind and walk together.
我们从信里面看出来，有一对父子同行的榜样，就亚伯兰跟他的儿子以撒。
We can learn from the Bible. There's an example of the father and the son walking together, namely Abraham and his son.
要求儿女跟父母同行之前，父母需要有好的榜样。
In order for a parent to require or ask his children to walk together with him, he must set an example himself. First,
父亲有好的榜样，让儿子尊重他。
When the father had a good example, then the children can respect him.
对他有个很大的影响。
And there can be a great impact or influence to that child.
他就更能够与他的父亲同行。
With that, the child will be able to walk with the father even more.
所以我们要谈亚伯兰跟他的儿子同行之前，先来了解亚伯兰美德，就是他的好的榜样是什么。
So prior to our discussion or talking about the Abraham walking with his son Isaac, we like to talk about what are the merit of Abraham.
Abraham 的美德的头像就是他很虔诚的侍奉神。
The The first merit of Abraham is he is a person, a devoted person to God.
在创世纪十二章七节、八节，还有十三章十八节那里记载，亚伯拉罕不管搬到什么地方，第一件事情就是主坛圣祭。
In the book of Genesis, chapter 12, verse 7 and 8, verse 13 and 18, it mentioned that wherever Abraham moved, he would build an altar to worship God.
他是游牧民族。
He was living a nomadic life.
他找有草有水地方，在那边搭帐篷生活。
He need to move to a place where there's grass and there's water.And then he will erect tents and to make a living there.
当水源断绝或者没有草的时候，就要搬到另一个地方去。
When the water is dry or there's no grass, he would have to move on again.
但他不管搬到什么地方去，第一件事情就主坛献祭。
But regardless where Abraham moved, the first thing that he would tackle under is to erect an altar.
可见亚伯拉罕以拜神为他生活的重心。
In other words,Abraham treated his worshiping of God to be the center of his life.
他的拜神方式是宰了羊来献给神。
The way Abraham worshiped God is to slaughter a sheep and to offer as a sacrifice.
这样的虔诚的顺神的这一种生活，给以撒一个很好的教育。
Such a devout way of worshiping God.Actually serve as a very good religious teaching to Isaac his son.
所以以撒从小就以亚伯拉罕的神为他的神。
Therefore, Isaac had the God of Abraham to be his God since he was a youth.
圣经常常讲神是亚伯拉罕的神，以撒的神，雅各的神。
The Bible often mentions that God is the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob.
我们所敬拜的神能不能成我们的儿女的神呢
？And God whom we worship, can He be also the God of our children?
或者单属于我们自己的神呢
？Or simply just our God?
就是看我们怎么样去虔诚侍奉神。
It relies whether or not we worship God with devotion.
我们如果信了，不然就要虔诚侍奉神，我们的神也成我们的儿子的神。
If we are likeThat of Abraham worship God with all devotions, then our God would also be the God of our children.
因为孩子在小时候，他有很强的这模仿的能力。
For children, they have great ability to imitate when they were still young.
啊，父母的一举动对孩子都有很大的影响。
Every move of the parents, serve great influence to the children.
哦，我们如果希望我们的儿女们有好的信心。有这虔诚侍奉神的这一种生活样式，我们就给他留这个榜样。
If it is our desire for our children to be pious in the future, we need to set all these examples for our children to follow.
现在人都很忙。
These days, people are very occupied.
忙得没有时间聚会。
They are so occupied, sometimes to the extent they cannot come and attend service.
忙得没有时间。祷告。
They are so busy, sometimes they can not pray.
也忙得没有时间读圣经。
Or so occupied with themselves, they don't have time, find themselves time to have Bible reading.
我们这样忙是为了让把我们的工作做得更好。
We are so occupied with ourselves, so that we can do our work well.
有更多的收入。
So that our business can bring more income.
让生活稳定下来。
So that,in order to live a stable life,
让孩子一个很好的生活环境。
Furthermore, to provide our children with a good living environment.
但如果因为这样与神慢慢的疏远
，But if this will cause us further away from God,
就算你赚好多钱
，Even if we make a lot of money for ourselves,
生活环境非常富裕
，And we became affluent.In our living standards,
孩子也受了最好的教育。
And even if our children were able to obtain the highest educations,
但这个后果是怎么样呢
？But what the consequences will be after this?
虽然这个生活的环境也是需要考虑在内。
Even though we need to consider our living environment.
孩子的前途也需要为他着想。
And we need to consider the future of our children.
但是最要紧是跟神之间关系有一个良好的关系。
But the most important thing of all is that we must maintain a good relationship with God.
我们只要跟神有一个良好的关系，神一定会看顾我们的家庭。
If we do maintain a good relationship with God, for sure, our God will look after our family.
只要我们的孩子们受了影响，他也会跟神保持一个良好的关系。
Once our children are being influenced by us, they themselves will.Have a good relationship with God.
亚伯拉罕的第二个优点就是他的信心非常单纯。
The second merit of Abraham is he possessed a simple faith.
在创世记十五章七节记载。
In the book of Genesis, chapter 12, verse 7, it says.
神对亚伯拉罕说。
God told Abraham.
要把这个地赐给你的后代。
That he will give this land to his descendants.
是要赐给你的后代，不是赐给你的。
It was to given to his descendants, not to Abraham himself.
你看不到。
Abraham was not, is not able to see.
但亚伯拉罕很单纯的相信神的话。
But with simple faith, Abraham received the words of God.
他就马上筑坛献祭。
Right away, he erected an altar and would make sacrifice.
追溯的祭数感恩的祭。
And this sacrifice.This time that he made was a sacrifice of thanksgiving.
因为神呢把这个土地给了祖孙，他很感谢神的赏赐，就主敢来表述他的谢意。
It was an expression of him of thankfulness to a God that God was about to give this land to his descendants.
在使徒行传七章第五节，苏蒂反见证。
In the book of Acts, chapter 7, verse 5, it was witnessed by.
亚伯兰在世时候连立脚地都没有。
When Abraham was still alive, there was not a piece of land that he can put his, that he can set his foot on that was owned by him.
后来他的离世要埋葬他太太的墓地，也是向当地的人买的。
Later, after his wife passed away, he had to purchase a piece of land from the natives of the land.At a time.
虽然他在世时候连立脚地都没有，他对神的话还是没有怀疑。
Even though while he was still alive, there was not a land big enough for him to set his foot on, but he was not dubious towards the words of God.
这一种信心一直传下去。
And that faith of his passed on.
几百年后。
And several hundred years later,
约瑟在埃及当宰相要离世的时候
，When Joseph was the prime minister in Egypt and he was about to pass away also,
他告诉以色列人
，He told the Israelis,
神必带你们从这里回到迦南地。
God for sure will lead you out of this land and back to the land of.
那是神应许我们的祖宗亚伯拉罕要给我们的土地。
For that land was promised by God to our ancestor Abraham.
可见神对亚伯拉罕所说呢，就要他们一代代传下来。
In other words, the words that God had spoken to Abraham have been passed on generation to generation.
我们今天有圣经可以看。
Today we have the Bible to read.
有传道人当然是在根据圣经讲神的话来造就我们的信心。
We have preachers preach to us according to the Bible to fortify our faith.
亚伯兰如果没有圣经看
，In the times of Abraham, they do not have Bible to read.
也没有传道人来造就他们信心。
They do not have preachers to preach to them to fortify their faith.
神对他所应许的这个地要给你们祖孙做用的产业一直没有实现。
And the promise of God that they shall receive the land of Canaan did not fulfill to them.
经过几百年，他祖孙还相信有一天他们一定归回迦南地。
Even though several hundred years has passed by, they still believe.One day they will return back to the land of Canaan.
可见亚伯兰对神这种单纯信心，对他的祖孙有多大的影响
？In other words, the simple faith of Abraham had great influence to his descendants.
我们今天叫有的第一代很热心敬拜神。
Today in our church, some first generation believer they serve God zealously.
因为第一代有这慕道的过程。
Because the first generation, they have a period of searching the truth.
在墓道当有一些体验,
and during their time, that period of searching the truth, they have
查考一些圣经的话,
and they also did study, search the scriptures.
它的根基比较稳固,
therefore, their founding, their foundational faith is more stable.
第二代、第三代以后的信徒，从小就被妈妈带去洗礼。
The second generation and those of third generation, they were baptized when they were infants by their mom.
他没有墓道的过程。
They did not have that period of searching the truth.
如果父母对儿女的宗教教育造就不好的话，
if the religious education of the parents toward the children are not good enough,
第二代的信心就不如第一代。
The faith of the second generation will not be as good as first.
台湾传教已经七十一年，从大陆传到台湾。
The preaching of our church into Taiwan has been 70 years.
初代的信徒到现在有的已经到了第四代、第五代。
And those, there are some believers are at a fourth generation or fifth generation already.
最少要到第三代。
Some are minimum at third generations already.
那么这第四代、第五代都一直保持起初那种单纯信心的，全台湾没有几家。
Those fourth generation or fifth generation still hold on fast to their simple faith as in the beginning. There isn't that many.
就是信仰传承做得不好。
In other words, that continuation of faith, the work of continuation of faith is not doing that well.
神就也不能守着那一句话，一代传下去，经过几百年还没有怀神的话。
The word that God has spoken to Abraham, after several hundred years, they still did not waver in believing in the words of God.
可见亚伯拉罕开始每一代都有这一种坚强信心，一直传下来。
In other words, from the time of Abraham, they all have strong faith to pass on that word, that promise of God.
亚伯兰在75岁时候,
at the age of 75,
到了迦南地,
Abraham came to the land of Canaan.
神应许要给他生好多祖孙,
God promised him that he shall have many descendants.
他来到迦南地,
and then he came to the land of
Canaan.
And after 10 years have passed by,
85岁了,
At the age of 85,
神的话还没有应验,
the words of God still did not fulfill.
一个儿子都没有,
that he did not even have a son.
神把他带去外面看天上星星,
God brought him outside to look at the stars in heaven.
可能是夜晚，所以星星看得很清楚。
Probably it was in the middle of the night, that's why Abraham was able to see the stars well.
神说你算算那星有多少。
God told Abraham, give an account, number the stars in heaven.
将来祖孙要像这样,
so shall your descendant be in the future.
如果亚伯兰是一个信心不够的人,
if Abraham was a person who do not have enough faith,
他会在心里面想,
he probably will think about this way.
你有儿子怎么有孙呢?
How can I have grandson if I don't have son?
要我的祖孙有好像天上星那么多，需要再等几百年几千年呢。
In order for me to have descendants this many, I need to wait several hundred and thousands of years.
我看不到。
I'm not going to be able to see all this.
所以要紧是给我一个儿子，不要讲那么远。
What's important to me now is to give me a son. Don't talk about things so distant away.
但是他没有这样想。
Yet he never thought about this.
圣经说到，相信神的话。
The scripture tells us that he believed in the words of God.
神就以这个为他义。
And God called that to be his righteousness.
保罗在写罗马书时候,
when Paul was writing the epistle of Rome,
他主张因信称义，不是因行为。
Paul was talking about justified by faith, not because of deeds.
就是拿亚伯兰做例子。
And he took the example of Abraham.
他说亚伯兰因为相信神的话，被神认为你是义人。
And he in the scripture stated that because Abraham believed in the words of God, therefore he was called righteous before God.
所谓的信心,
so-called faith,
不是看见得到才承认这个事实。
It's not that you believe, you have seen it, therefore you believe.
是还没有看见，还没有发生的事情，你心里面已经肯定有这个意味说要发生。
Faith is something that you have not seen yet you believe it will happen.
很多人体验到神迹、神的恩典，都是因为有这种单纯信心来得到的。
Many people experience the grace of God and or miracle occur because people have this type of simple faith.
在罗马书的第四章又说
，In the book of Romans, chapter 4, it says,
亚伯拉罕已经将近一百岁了。
At the age of almost 100 years old,
已经很老。
Abraham at the time was very advanced.
他的太太超过了生孩子的年龄。
And his wife had passed the time of bearing.
但他信心不软弱。
Yet his faith still did not waver.
而且信心更加坚固。
Furthermore, his faith was strengthened.
相信神所应许的必定做成。
He believed.What is promised by God for sure will be realized.
以人来想
as a human being point of view,
年纪还不大时候没有生孩子，越老就越不可能。
The older a person gets, it's harder for him to have child.
尤其亚伯的妻子已经超越了生孩子的年龄。
Especially the wife of Abraham had passed the age of bearing.
更不可能怀孕。
It further the impossibility of bearing a child.
但亚伯的信心越来越坚强。
But as for Abraham, his faith gets stronger.
信心好像在走一段路。
Our faith can be compared walking in a path.
这一条路是一条陌生的路。
This path is a strange path to us.
你从来没有走过。
It is a path that we never take on.
路多远你不知道。
We do not know how fast.How far this path will lead to.
但这个不重要。
But this is not important.
重要是你路没有走错。
What's important is you did not take on the wrong path.
如果路没有走错。
If you did not take on the wrong path.
不管它多远。
Regardless how far this path is.
一定越走离你要去的时间越近。
For sure, the more you walk on this path, the closer will be to your destination.
没有一条路越走越远。
There's not one path.That will be leading you further away.
除非你走错路。
Unless you walk in the wrong path.
我们来敬拜神。
Well, we are coming to worship.
我们信靠耶稣。
We come and believe in Jesus.
我们归入真教会。
We belong to the true church.
我们路没有走错。
We did not take on the wrong path.
我们不管要求什么。
Regardless whatever we ask God.
我们不晓得神什么给我们。
We do not know when God will bestow us to, of our request.
但神总有个预定给我们的时候。
But for sure, God has set a certain time to give us.
不管这个是什么时候。
Regardless what that time is.
主要我们求，一定会得到。
As long as we ask, for sure we will receive what we ask.
有的人求了一件事情，几个月、几年过去都没有功效。
There are some people pray for a certain matter for several months.And several years and without effect,
就开始灰心。
And they start to become dismayed.
这个是很可惜的。
This is something very unfortunate.
因为我们越求越等，一定是离神点所越近的才对。
For the more we pray, the more we are waiting for sure we will be closer to what God fulfillment.
所以这个时候半途而废是太可惜。
If at that moment we give up.This is a very unfortunate thing.
就像有的人去钓鱼。
So just like for some people go on fishing.
等几分钟都没有鱼上钩。
Waited for several minutes and no fish will bait the bait.
就在换那个地方。
Some people will go to another place.
再等几分钟还没有鱼上钩。
And they waited for another few minutes. There's no fish baiting the bait.
这样换了几个地方。
And then because of that, it changes several places.
一条鱼都没有上钩。
Not one.They did not even call one fish.
就很生气回去。
And were angrily just simply go home.
鱼在水里面有没有上钩，他没有看到。
The fish is in the water. Whether or not the fish has bit, is biting the bait, he is not able to be seen by the fish.
每次鱼要张开嘴去出再来钓，说他又换一个地方了。
Whenever the fish about to open his mouth to bite on his bait, he changes to another place.
钓鱼人感觉很扫兴，鱼也感觉很扫兴。
The one who trying to catch the fish feel very dismayed. So is the fish.
每处鱼要张开嘴去钓，你要放掉地方。
Whenever the fish about to open the mouth to bait on the bait, and the person changed to a different place again.
我们要求圣灵。
For instance, we ask for Holy Spirit.
或是我们求什么东西
？Or anything else?
每处神要跟你说，你已经站起来拜拜走掉了。
Whenever God about to bestow you on something, you stood up from the prayer and say bye bye to God.
怎么会
walk away.
怎么会得到所求呢
？With that kind of attitude, how can you receive what you were asking God for?
我们需要有好像孩子那样单纯的信心。
We need to have a faith like that of a child.
每一个孩子都是很天真可爱的。
Every child is very innocent and adorable.
看马可福音第十一章。
Please turn to the book of Mark chapter 11.
二十四节。
Mark chapter 11 verse 24.
马可十一章二十四节。所以我告诉你们，凡你们祷告祈求的，无论是什么，只要信是得着的，就必得着。主耶稣说，不管求什么，你相信已经得着了，就必得着。
Lord Jesus stated that whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them.
事实还没有得着。
In actuality, you have not received it yet.
怎么骗自己说我已经得着呢
？How can you lie to yourself that you receive already?
那如果已经得着，何必要祷告呢
？If you receive already, why should you continue in your praying?
像一个父亲要到外地去。
Just like a father about to go far away from the home.
啊，对孩子说，我过几天就回来。
And told his son, his child, I will return a few days later.
啊，爸爸不在，你要乖乖听妈妈话。
While the father's away, you should be obedient and submissive and listen to your mother.
啊，爸爸回来买一部电动汽车送给你当了玩具玩。
And when if you do, when your father return, will bring you an automatic toy car for you to play. It will run on its own.
那么在座路上跑到这个边缘不会滚下去，自己会转弯。
And this toy, it will run by itself on the table. And when it comes to the edge, it will not go over. It will turn by itself.
孩子很高兴，谢谢爸爸。
And the child will be very grateful and say, "Thank you, Dad."
然后去找邻居的朋友。
And it will go out to the neighbors, neighboring children.
我告诉你一个好消息。
And told them, I tell you good news.
我爸爸过几天就会买一部电动汽车送给我玩。
My dad, a few days later, will bring me an automatic toy car.
他自己会跑。
It will run on its own.
他到这个桌子边缘自己会转弯。
When it comes to the edge of the table, it will turn by itself. When I go over it.
当晚我们就一起玩。
When my dad brings back, we will play together.
我那孩子很高兴，一直鼓掌。
And all the children will be very glad and clapping hands.
但爸爸还没回来。
But the father has not returned.
可能爸爸讲的还没有动身。爸爸讲一讲，可能还没有动身那个时候。
Well, probably father simply talk about it, and that time nothing occurred yet.
但是在孩子心里面，我已经得到了。
But in the heart of that child, he is considered that he will receive a toy.
他相信我的爸爸不会骗我。
He believed that his father would not like him.
爸爸看到这种天真无邪的孩子，他忍心骗他吗
？When the father sees a child so innocent and adorable such as this, would he lie to his child?
他一定会买回来给他。
For sure, he will purchase that toy for him.
我们年纪渐渐长大
，as we grow older，
我们就失去了那一种孩子时代的那种天真可爱的那种心态。
Sometimes we will lose that innocence of faith when we like that of the child。
有时候我们听别人见证，心里打一个问号：真的这样吗
？Sometimes when we listen to the testimony of others, we might put a question mark on that testimony. Is it really this？
我们有时候读圣经听道理说真的会这样吗？
When we read the Bible on our own or we listen to the sermon, do we question is it true?
在神看来这种心态已经不太可爱了。
Before God, this type of attitude is no longer adorable.
我们就是要有这种童心，让神看到我们每天很可爱。
We should possess a childlike faith so that we can be adorable before the eyes of God.
得到更多的恩典。
So that we may receive more grace from God.
要不然还有一个美德，就是心理诚实。
Another merit of Abraham is that he was faithful in heart.
在尼希米记九章八节记载
，In the book of Nehemiah, chapter 9, verse 8,
神跟亚伯兰立约
，God made a covenant with Abraham,
要把迦南地给他的祖先做产业
，and that God would give the land of Canaan to be an inheritance to his descendants.
因为神看见亚伯兰在神面前心里诚实
，For God saw that the heart of Abraham was faithful.Before him.
神是信实的神。
Well, our God is a faithful God.
所以，希望我们都成为一个成熟的信徒。
It is the desire of our God that we all become faithful believers.
今天社会充满欺骗。
In this society is full of deceptions.
所以这么讲，心想什么很难料到。
With their mouth speaking in one way, what their heart are thinking, it's hard to.Imagine.
但我们基督应当学习这种成熟的美德。
But we as a Christian, we should learn the merit of this faithfulness.
我们会得神更多恩典。
With this, we will be able to receive more grace from God.
常常父母叫的孩子不要撒谎。
Oftentimes, the parents told the children do not lie.
但有时候父母会无形中好像教导孩子应当撒谎。
But without their knowing, sometimes they teach.Their children to lie.
有时候他意料有人会打电话找他。
Stand next to the phone and tell the child, answer that person, tell them the father is not home.
啊，孩子接电话。
And the child will answer the phone.
他说：“我爸爸说他不在。
”My father said he's not here.
这个朋友晓得这个撒谎啊。
The friend knows that.This kid is lying.
父母教孩子不要撒谎，自己撒谎给孩子做一个榜样。
The parent teaches the child not to lie, yet they are setting an example for the child to follow.
孩子可能感觉莫名其妙，怎么两种标准
？And the child probably wondering why there are two sets of standards.
还有，要不然一个美德是他绝对顺从。
Another merit of Abraham is he.Was in complete submission.
神不管要他什么做，他就做什么。
Regardless what God requires of him, did it.
这个创世十二章一节记载，神对亚伯兰说：“离开了家乡，他的这个家族，然后到另外一个地方去。”
In Genesis chapter 12, verse 1.God told Abraham to depart from his land, to homeland, to go to another place.
在希伯来书一章八节到九节又说，亚伯兰要去的地方是没有去过的地方，不晓得是那是什么一个地方。
In Hebrew chapter 11, verse 8 and 9, it says, the place where Abraham was about to go to is a place he did not know, that he had never been.
但他还因着信去了。
Yet, with faith, he went.
我们今天要到外国去。
Today, when we want to go abroad,
啊，我们想移民到那边。
If we have intention of moving there,
我们大概不敢冒险，对那边情况都不了解，就全家搬到那边。
We more than likely would not take the risk, not knowing what will be there, and just move our entire family there.
我们一定先去走一趟，看看那边的情形怎么样。
For sure, we will go there at least once.And to look at the situation there.
至少问问那些去过的人那边怎么样。
Or at least at the minimum, we will question those people who had gone there before. What is the situation there?
有时候可能在读那一边的地理历史问题，住到那边的文化背景，或是这个生活环境。
Or sometimes we might read the geography or the cultures or living of the place we're about to go to. There first.
亚伯兰好多的。牛羊
Abraham possessed great livestock.
啊，当四王跟五王打仗时候
，When the four kings and five kings were in war，
五王打输了。
The side with five kings they lost the war。
罗躲在五王这边被掳。
The Lot was on the side of the five kings and he was captured。亚伯兰
带318个壮丁，这个信任的去打赢，把罗躲救回来。
Abraham took the 318strong servants of his and there with him to say back Abraham was a tribal chief.
家里好多仆人，好多人丁。
He possessed many servants and many people.
加上那么多牲畜。
Along with him, there were so many livestock.
这些牲畜还有那些佣人都是靠他生活的。
All these livestock and all these servants make a living or alive because of him.
那么要把这么多的牲畜、这么多的这个佣人带到另外一个地方去。
And to bring so many people, servants and livestock to bring to another place.
是一个冒险。
It's actually a risk.
有人说信心就是冒险。
Some people stated faith is a type of risk.
其实信心跟冒险不一样。
Actually, faith and risk are two different things.
冒险是没有成功把握的。
Risk do not have a complete assurance of success.
信心是成功把握的。
But with faith, you have assurance of success.
因为神是我们信心的保障。
For God is the reliance of our faith.
所以信心跟冒险是不一样的。
So, therefore, faith and risk.Are two different matters.
但一个没有信仰的人看亚伯的行动是一种冒险行为。
But a person who is without faith in the actions of Abraham probably thinking this is type of risk.
但亚伯知道这个不能冒险。
But Abraham knows that was not a risk.
因为他相信神的话。
For he believes in the words of God.
所以现在说，因着信就到没有去过的地方去，也不晓得那边是什么情况。
That's why the scripture tells us because of faith.He went to a place that he did not know where it is and did not know the situation.
第一次的考验他成功了。
And that first trial from God, he had succeeded.
第二次的考验是最大的考验。
He was successful. The second trial was the greatest trial.
神叫他把你所爱的独子献给我。
God committed him to offer his only begotten and beloved son.
就要不能亲手拿刀把他就杀掉献给神。
He was committed by God to to kill his own son with his own hand.
100岁才得到一个儿子非常宝贵。
To receive a child after 100 years old, this is a very precious child.
这孩子他完全依靠。
That was supposed to be his reliance.
但神说要把他杀掉。
But God told Abraham to.Kill his son.
如果神说是你要被杀献给我呢，或是你儿子被杀献给我呢
？If God committed Abraham in this way, do you want to kill yourself and make yourself as a sacrifice to me, or to kill your son and make it as a sacrifice to me?
亚伯一定说不必考虑，我献给你。
Abraham for sure will reply without any hesitations, I will sacrifice myself to you.
做父母为儿女舍命的很多。
As parents, sacrifice their own life for the children, there are numerous examples.
儿女为父母舍命也有不太多。
There are also, children die for their parents, but only in rare occasions.
但神不给他选择。
But God did not give any choice to Abraham.
就是把你儿子献给我。
To simply commanded Abraham to offer your son to me.
如果神说是你亲手杀他呢，或者别人替你杀他呢
？If God gave Abraham a choice to kill his son himself or to kill his son by someone else,
他一定说别人替我杀他好了。
For sure, Abraham would reply that someone else kill him.
但连这个选择神都不给他。
But God did not give any choice to Abraham at all.
是你自己要亲手拿刀杀掉你儿子献给我。
God told Abraham that you yourself must kill your son and make it as an offering to me.
而且到了欢祭的祭物献给神，就是说把他杀掉放在柴上用柴烧献给神。
And to offer him as a burnt offering, that means kill him and then put him on the altar and burn him up and as an offering.
这种命令很难遵行。
Such a commandment is very hard to keep.
但也不能做出来。
Yet Abraham obeyed.
不是他不爱儿子。
It's not that he disliked his child.
他更爱神。
But he loved God even more.
为了他更爱神, 他把这所爱的独生都可以献给神。
Because he loved God even more, he was able and willing to offer his only son.
因为神给他很大的祝福。
Was because of this, God gave him great blessings.
他的儿子并没有死去。
His son did not die.
因为神预备一株羊来代替他。
For God had provided a lamb to take his place.
看创世的第22章。
Turn to Genesis chapter 22.
创世纪22章。
Genesis chapter 22.
16节。
Verse 16.
创世纪22章16节。
Genesis chapter 22 verse 16.
神说你既行了这事，不留下你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子，我便主的祝你起誓说。 17节，论胡我必赐刀给你，论祖孙我必叫你祖孙多起来，如同天上星海边沙，你祖孙必得着仇敌城门。18节，并且地上万国都必因你的后裔得福，因你听从我的话，也不能听从神的话。
Because of the obedience of Abraham to God,
神很高兴。
God find pleasure in
神就应许亚伯得到好多的福气。
And God bless Abraham a lot of blessings.
神说给他大福。
God say, I will give you great blessings.
神说给他得到很多的祖孙。
That he would receive a multitude of descendants.
神要让祖孙兴旺起来。
And that his descendants will be multiplied.
而且地上万国都必因他的祖孙得到福气。
And all the nations of the world will be blessed because of his descendants.
实际上，亚伯的祖孙以色列人并没有给世界带来什么福气。
In actuality, the descendants of Abraham, the Israeli, did not bring any blessing to the people of the world.
因神所说的不是亚伯的全部祖孙。
But for what God was telling Abraham was not all the descendants of Abraham.
而是应许基督从那祖孙出生。
But actually, in actuality, was a promise that Christ will be born, be among his descendants. And because of that, the gospel will widespread worldwide. And so that all the people of the world may believe in the Lord Jesus and receive blessings. Please turn to Galatians chapter 3. Galatians chapter 3, verse 16. Galatians chapter 3, verse
16.
Galatians chapter 3, verse 16.
所应许的元素，像亚伯拉罕和他祖孙说的，神并不是说众祖孙，主的许多人，乃是说你那一个祖孙，主的一个人，叫做基督。保罗在这边解释神对亚伯拉罕应许的话。Here
Paul is describing here or explaining here the promise of God to Abraham.
神对亚伯拉罕所说的，并不是说众祖孙，而是一个人，叫做基督。
The promise of God to Abraham is not many descendants, but one seed, that is Christ.
基督从亚伯拉罕祖孙出生，这个就是好大的福气。
Christ became the descendant of Abraham, that is a great blessing.
因为基督从亚伯拉罕祖孙出生，所以连亚伯拉罕自己也得救了。
Because Christ was from the descendants of Abraham, so Abraham himself was saved.
在约翰8章耶稣说,
In John chapter 8, Jesus stated this.
亚伯拉罕在等他的日子。
Abraham was waiting for his day.
既然看见的快乐,
Since he sees it, he will rejoice.
因为耶稣如果没有成为救主来,
Jesus did not come as a savior.
前书地没有一个得救的,
If there's no savior in this world to save us,
连亚伯拉罕不能得救,
even Abraham himself will not be saved.
因为神向我们应许基督就是从你祖孙出生,
But since God had promised Abraham that Christ will be born from your descendants,
所以他可以得救,
therefore he can be saved.
他可以等候,
and that's why he was able to wait.
等到耶稣来, 他就很高兴, 因为他可以得救了。
And he waited until Jesus came. He was joyful because that moment he is able to be saved.
亚伯兰听从神的话,
Abraham, he listened to the words of God.
神给他赏赐好多的福气, 最大福气是基督他的主神出生。
Because of his obedience to God, God had given many blessings. Among all, the greatest blessing is that Christ will be from his descendants. Not only all nations will be blessed from, through him, so was Abraham himself will be saved. Because Abraham has so many merits, it served a good influence toward his son Isaac.
所以他的儿子能够跟父亲同行。
That is the reason why Isaac was able to walk together with his father.
父子两个人有亲情。
Father and son, they both have affections for one another.
做他一个幸福的家庭。
And then that is a blissful family.
如果父亲走，儿子不同行。
If the father walks and the son does not follow,
父子之间没有亲情,
if there's no affection between the father and the son,
这种家庭是不幸福的,
this is a very unfortunate family.
啊, 我们现在就来看看,
now we like to look into the passage described the Abraham walking together with his son.
我们从创世22章5到8节看出来, 亚伯兰要把儿子献给神, 这个心智是相当坚定的。
And from Genesis chapter 22, verse 6 and 8, we can see the will of Abraham of offering his son was a strong one.
先看22章第5节。
Please turn to Genesis chapter 22, verse 5.
创世纪22章第5节。
Genesis chapter 22, verse 5.
亚伯拉罕对他仆人说，你们和驴在主等候，我与童子往那里去拜一拜，就回到你们这里来。亚伯兰要带儿子献给神说，还有两个仆人跟他同行，这两个仆人就是第三节所说的，第三节说有两个仆人跟他一起去。
At a time when Abraham was bringing his his son Isaac to make him as an offering, he brought two servants, that's recorded in verse 3, to go with him.
那个第五节就说亚伯兰告诉他仆人，你们在这边等候，我跟孩子去那边拜神。
In verse 5, Abraham said to his servants, say, stay here with the donkey, and that I can go with the lad to yonder and worship.
啊，为什么？ 也不要把仆人留在那边，不叫他一起去呢？
Why must Abraham left behind those two servants?
一起去不是可以替他啊，备这个木材，要献祭用的木材吗？
And did not allow those servants to go together with him. Isn't that better if they go together with them, could help them carry the woods?
因为也不要把献给神，心智已经非常的坚定，不要有仆人的干扰。
Because of the strong will of Abraham of making his son as a sacrifice.
假如仆人一起去,
if the servant went alone,
当仆人看见亚伯兰把他儿子捆起来要拿刀砍杀的时候，他一定哎呀，主人你不要这样啊！
If they went alone, then when they saw Abraham buying his sons and about to kill his own son, that's for sure the servants would say, oh, master, don't do this way.
这时候,
at that moment, Abraham probably will be very sad.
所以为了不让仆人来干涉, 来讲一些话, 让他心难过, 他就把他们留下来。
In order to remove that hindrance, therefore he left behind
those seven.
Verse 6. Here the scripture in verse 6 describes only Abraham and his son together alone. He took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it on the back of Isaac.
自己拿刀跟火在前面走, 他儿子在后面跟着他。
And he himself took the fire and knife in his hands and walked in front, and his son followed.
这个刀术等是要拿来砍他儿子的。
That knife was a knife that he will be using to kill his son later.
两个人同行，一步一步的走上神要他献祭的地方。
Both of them walking together, step by step.To the place where God wants them to make sacrifice.
这个时候，他的步伐很重，他的心更沉重。
At that moment, they must, he must take in a very heavy step. So was his heart must very heavy.
走完了这一段路，他的儿子就要被杀。
And after they finish that, path, that his son will be, killed.
儿子他做父亲的要亲手把儿子杀掉献给神。
Especially he himself being a father.Must with his own hand kill his own son.
第七节
Verse 7.
以撒必答父亲亚伯兰说：“父亲呐、啊，亚伯兰说我在这里。”以撒说：“请看，活鱼柴都有了，但燔祭的羊羔在哪里呢？”第八节，亚伯兰说：“我神必自己预备做燔祭的羊羔。”于是二人同行。到了半路，以撒问他的父亲。
In the middle of the way, Isaac questioned his father.
他说：“父亲，火跟柴都有了。
”He said, "Father, we have fire and the wood."
那燔祭的羊羔在哪里呢
？But where is the lamb for the burnt offering?
可见也不能过去每一次献祭的时候，以撒都在旁边看他怎么做。
In other words, in the past, Isaac must be on along the side of Abraham, and saw what.Abraham offered.
看父亲怎么做，他才懂得怎么要献祭，怎么样拜神。
He had seen what father had done, therefore he knew how to make sacrifice.
这也是另一种同行的场面。
This is another way of walking together.
就是在这事情发生之前一段时间。
The part this incident occurred.
亚伯一定每次要献祭时候，他的儿子是跟着同行的。
For sure, his son must follow along with Abraham of every sacrifice that Abraham made.
我们今天的教会拜神，我们儿子会跟我们来吗？
Today, we come to church to worship God. Does our children come together with us?
亚伯的献祭时候，他儿子一定跟在旁边看他怎么做。
Whenever Abraham makes sacrifice, for sure his son Isaac must be on the side.And witness how the sacrifices are being made.
他从小都学习，懂得怎么要敬拜神。
From youth, Isaac learned how to worship God.
所以很意外。
And it was out of his expectation.
怎么没有带要献给神的羊羔呢
？How come this time father did not bring the lamb for the sacrifice?
当他儿子这么问时候
，When the son questioned the father in this manner.
也不然心一定是更难过的。
For sure, that would sadden the heart of Abraham.
他要把儿子杀掉，他儿子竟然还不知道。
He was about to kill his own son, yet his own son did not know.
还很天真问羊在哪里。
Still innocently asking his father, "Where's the lamb of burnt offering?"
也不然说啊，神必预备。
And Abraham replied, "For God will provide."
然后两个人在同行。
And then continue.They went together.
这一段路比前面那一段更艰辛。
This path must be more difficult to take on than the path they took on.
因为他会问他羊在哪里。
For the son questioned him, where is the lamb?
所以计划一定在亚伯兰脑筋里面一直在转。
That,
羊在哪里
？That question must continue in the mind of Abraham, where is the lamb?
我要杀掉你，你还不知道问羊在哪里。
I'm about to kill you, and you still do not know, questioning me, where is the lamb of sacrifice?
所以这后面这一段一定亚伯的心更加的沉重，步伐更加的重。
The path that he took on later must be, the heart of Abraham must be even more heavier.
短短的这个对谈，是一个忍痛的对谈。
That short conversations must a conversation of pain.
从这一点看出来，亚伯的心智是非常坚定的。
From all this, we can tell that Abraham must be very determined.
先把仆人留下来。
He left behind the servant first.
然后儿子问这个问题时候，他还是没有改变他的心智。
When his son questioned him this, he still did not change his mind.
没有因为怜悯同情他儿子遭遇改变他的决定。
Not because of sympathy or of love that he had to his son changes his mind.
好，我们下面再来看二人同行。
Now let us continue look at two walking together.
在六节八节说，于是二人同行。
In verse 6. And A, he said, then the two went together.
就是父亲走在前面，儿子跟在后面。
And that is the father walking in the front, and the son follow.
今天有些儿女不跟着父亲走同一条信仰的路。
There are some children this day do not walk in the same path of faith like the father.
圣经说，以利的儿子不听，不像以利的儿子悖逆神。
The scripture tells us the son of Eli, they were rebellious to God.
那因为以利自己不好。
It was because Eli himself was not a good.
很意外的是，撒母是一个好的先知。
Out of expectations, that Samuel was a good prophet.
神所重用的。
He was one that God used.
但他的儿子竟然也不跟他父亲同行。
But nevertheless, his sons did not walk together with their father.
撒母耳上卷第八章。
First Samuel chapter 18.
撒母耳上卷第八章。
First Samuel chapter 18.
第一节。
Verse 1.
撒母耳上卷八章第一节。
First Samuel chapter 18.
撒母耳年纪老迈。就立他儿子做以色列士师。第二节，长子名叫耶尔，次子名叫亚比亚。他们在别墅巴做士师。第三节，他儿子不行他的道，贪图财力，收受贿赂，欺罔正直。这边提到撒母耳的儿子虽然被立了士师，但是他不行撒母耳的道。
First Samuel chapter 8, 1-3. Here described that the sons of Samuel, they were appointed as judges.
又说他贪图财力，收受贿赂，欺罔正直，很多坏事都做尽了。
And they received bribery and they grieved after wealth. They have done a lot of evil things.
为什么这么好的先知，好的父亲，竟然有这样的孩子？
Why is such a good father, a good prophet had sons such as his.
有一种可能。
There's one possibility.
他做先知到处跑，到处传达神的信息。
And because being a prophet, he must go everywhere and preach the messages of God.
可能很少在家。
Probably very seldom at home.
也可能他的太太不大会教导孩子。
Or very possibly maybe His wife did not know how to teach the child.
所以孩子才变成这样。
That's why the children became this manner.
在箴言二十二章告诉我们。
In Proverbs chapter 22, it says,
教养孩童所当走路，到老也不会偏离。
Teach the children the way they should walk, and until old they will not depart from it.
孩子在小时候。
Children when they are young,
就给养了一个好的习惯。
They should build up a good habit.
他到老也不会改变他。从小都被养成的好习惯。
When they were old, they were not changed the habit that they had nourished when they were young.
所以对孩子小时候教导是很重要的。
So the teaching of the children when they are young is very crucial.
以撒有这么好的信心。
Isaac possessed such a good faith.
就是从小爸爸就很看重他的这个信仰的培养。
It's all because when he was young, the father put great emphasis in his in educating his faith.
他每次要去献祭，一定有他儿子跟在旁边。
Whenever he go and make sacrifices, for sure his son will follow it alone.
所以他在提醒父亲怎么没有羊呢？
That's why he reminded his father where is the lamb.
那么也不能跟他儿子两个人同行，这种画面好像兄弟。
And the conversation that that passed between Abraham and his son is like brothers. There's no generation gap between some father had great respect from the children. The children keep a distance away.
有话不敢当面对他说。
Anything they want to speak, they will not speak to his father face to face.
有时候有些话非讲不可。
And even though there are some very important words that need to speak,
就请妈妈做联络员。
They would not speak directly to their father, but speak through their parents.
妈妈说你自己可以告诉爸爸。
The mother replied, "You can tell your dad yourself."
我不怕。
And the child would reply, "No, I'm afraid. I don't want to speak to dad."
儿子有话不敢直接告诉父亲，要妈妈当做联络员，这个是很不正常。
The children have words to speak to the daddy, not able to speak to dad directly. This is abnormal.
因为太过于威严。
Because there's too many, too solemn, too much respected.
当然父亲也需要有一点尊严才对，没有错。
Of course, being a father, we should have some respect.
但如果太过度的威严，孩子反而不敢接近。
But over respecting sometimes may cause the children not to draw near to us.
我看过教会有些儿女跟父母是很有亲情的。
I think some brothers and sisters, the father and the children, they have great affection between the children.
妈妈跟女儿走在一起，好像姐妹。
The mother walking together with the daughter is like sisters.
有时候有笑。
And the conversation would pass on with laughter and
父亲跟儿子走在一起，好像一对兄弟。
And the father walking together with the son is like a sibling.
这样太过于接近，孩子会不会看不起父母呢？
If we draw so close to our children in this manner, would our children disrespect us?
他会把自己的父母好像当了朋友。
Of course not. They will treat their parents like friends.
有什么话可以直接谈。
If there's any words that they need to convey, they can speak directly.
如果父子之间距离拉得很远。
If the distance between the father and the son is very far away,
有什么话不敢讲。
Even though there's some word need to converse, but they dare not to speak out,
可能会发生很严重的后果。
It might cause great bad consequences.
我们再看创世22章。
Let's continue read Genesis chapter
22, 第9节。
Verse 9.
创世纪22章第9节。
Genesis chapter 22, verse 9.
他们到了神所指示的地方，亚伯拉罕在那里筑坛，把柴摆好，捆绑他儿子以撒。 放在坛的柴上，第10节， 亚伯拉罕就伸手拿刀要杀的儿子，追目很美。
This is a beautiful view.
儿子没有说爸爸你怎么杀我。
The son did not question, Dad, why you want to kill me?
父亲也没有说我为什么杀你。
The father did not say anything about why he was about to kill him.
不需说明。
Need not to explain.
今天有所谓这个代沟的存在。
Today, there are so-called generation